Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Sherry's already had a thousand tales. Master, you is luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, damn! Yahoo and how, see, all you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say,
Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be?
Hello?
You're on.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Science of Yes. I'm your hostess, Pamela Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. And I'm here tonight to be with you for an hour and talk about the Science of Yes. So I want to take a minute to just explain a little bit about what the Science of Yes is all about. You kind of can get a sense of it from the song that's playing in the beginning when my show starts. That song, some of you may or may not recognize, is from the Disney animated film Aladdin. That's the character is the genie, and Aladdin has just rubbed the lamp. And the genie comes out, and Robin Williams, as that character, sings the song, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." Well, let me tell you something. When he says that life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d', that, my friends, is what the Science of Yes is all about. The Science of Yes is basically what the genie is singing about. Life is your restaurant. When you sit down and pick up the menu, you can have anything you want. I'm not kidding. Anything you want in the world. That's a big order for some people, but for some people, they really don't want a whole lot. They just want a nice home, a car to get to and from, their family around them, and maybe every now and then get lucky. Really, it's not a whole lot of scientific hoo-ha. The Science of Yes is about you having what you want and designing your life to be everything you want it to be. As a Yes Coach, what I do for people is I coach them to actually look from the powerful access that life has for you to have what you want. My focus is on people who are practitioners that are transformational, spiritual healers, wellness coaches, people who actually work very much from the creative side of the mind. A lot of times people like that really don't know how to go about starting a business. If you want to start a business, if you're someone who has a very strong connection to spirit, if you're someone who wants to heal, contribute, and support the human race, then I'm your go-to guru to help you get your business off the ground. I have a very strong logistical background. And what I'm going to be discussing with you tonight, my intention is to have you understand exactly what it is to live a life inside of yes. Now, it may sound like I'm telling you the word no is a no-no. I'm not talking about semantics. I'm not talking about da, nit, or anything else you might use as the word yes or no. What if I'm talking about is a mindset, and I want you to get that when you have a positive mindset and set out to create your life by design, you can actually create anything you want. So let's start with having a conversation about what you want. It isn't always very clear for people. I talk to clients all the time, clients who are very, very committed to making a difference with other people. They either have something that they want to offer, like coaching or services, specifically in the realm of spirituality or metaphysics or health and well-being, nutritional counseling, any kind of contribution that will help people get from wherever they are to a better place, a higher consciousness, something that they very much want to give to people because they love people, they honor people, and they honor spirit. Unfortunately, you have your bills to pay. You have the things that you want in life. And you know something? You can have it all. You can make a difference in the lives of other human beings. You can actually contribute to others and still charge a fee for that, because what you provide is of value. I want you to know that I understand where you're coming from. In life, when I was young, I used to make being rich, like, wrong. I related to rich people like they were bad people. All they cared about were their selfish whims and their wants and needs. And they didn't really look to what they can contribute to the world, to the planet, to humankind. I loftily thought that I was a better person because I looked to the poor. I actually was kind of poor. And I thought, well, that's the way God wanted us to be, right? Well, I'm not so sure about that anymore. As a matter of fact, I want you to know that after many years of studying and looking into this, I realize that God wants us to have everything we want because he wants us to be happy, abundant, and joyful. I promise you. So if you're operating like you're not supposed to charge people for your services, I'm here to tell you that you ain't never had a friend like me. I want you to know that we together will help you access that powerful core that you have that you want to express, either spiritually or in whatever way calls to you. You can actually set up yourself in a business and actually go out and find clients, take care of them and get paid by them, and then go home and have a great time. If there's something that you want to, feel free to give us a call. You can call us here at Blog Talk Radio, and you know what? You can even call right now. Dial 323-642-1207, and I'm on the line. I'll answer any questions for you whatsoever. I believe in the philosophy of healthy, wealthy, and wise, and every single human being on the planet has the right to be that way. That really low percentage, 1%, of the human race that's wealthy and the rest of us are nose to the grindstone, we can flip that anytime you want. You can join the ranks of the people who live an abundant, joyful, happy life. So join me, the Yes Coach. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have for us. We here at Spirit Talk Radio are committed that we're giving people like you, practitioners of transformational, spiritual, and metaphysical works, the opportunity to have anything you want. Join us here at the New Age Guild, www.newageguild. It's the future of directories for how people can find you, www.newageguild. Join now, and you can have your own show, your own podcast, and let everybody know worldwide, globally, what you're up to and what you have to offer. I'm more than happy to support you in anything you want. And what I'd like to talk to tonight, as we talk about the science of yes, I want to touch a little bit on the kinds of things that come up for most of my clients when I'm coaching them. What I'm talking about is fear. I want to talk a little bit about fear because it comes up the most when I'm coaching people, is how they feel about themselves or about what they have to offer and their own self-esteem. Fear is a funny kind of a word. I talk a lot about fear because a lot of my clients are grappling with their own conversations in their head. You know, that little voice in your head that kind of edits everything you say and do and lets you know exactly what you're doing wrong inside of what you're saying and what you're doing. That little person or that little voice, whoever that is constantly telling you you shouldn't be doing stuff. And all I want you to know is that life is a lot simpler, you know, and I really, really want you to know that you can definitely get past whatever that conversation is, that fear, that sends you trembling and sends off into the stratosphere. I have a caller, and I'd love to take the caller now and answer any question. Please, this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. How can I help you? Who's this?
Oh, my name?
Yes.
Bert.
What's your name?
Bert. Yeah, Bert.
Okay, Bert. Welcome. I'm Pam. Thank you for calling in.
What's happening?
What can I do?
Yeah.
A website?
I was learning about the power of yes, and I was enjoying it. And I wanted to learn about the power of no as well.
The actual conversation about yes is a mindset. So I know people like to tease me a lot about yes, no, maybe so. But it's not actually the word no or the word yes I'm speaking to. For instance, I can't help but notice, Bert, that you have kind of a high energy in your aura.
Oh,
you know,
me?
I
am pretty high. That is true.
Yes. Okay. So I can tell that, and I never met you. You're not a plant that I set up to call me in, but I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, no,
your
I'm not a plant.
Yes.
I don't identify as one.
Bert, you're a yes, okay? It's in your energy. I can hear it, I can feel it, and everyone you know can hear it and feel it. When you're a no, people can tell too, okay? So, for instance, I'll give you an example. When you are in a store, for instance, and there's something in the store
what
that
kind
you
of
want
store?
To buy. Well, let's say it's an electronics store. Let's say it's
Best
Buy.
Oh, I like electronics. What, you like the Apple store? I like the Apple store. I think
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
The
it's
Apple
very
aesthetically okay.
pleasing.
All right. You know how the Apple store, you have to make an appointment with the genius at the bar, and you come in, you say your name, what time, you know, you come bouncing in, and you say, yeah, I'm Bert. I would have a 3 o'clock
that
appointment.
That reminds me, the term genius for those people, it seems like a really far-out term for their actual skill set and intelligence level.
That's
because, you know, they make Apple products very simple, and to be an Apple genius is kind of a, what's that, like a jumbo shrimp, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, like a jumbo shrimp. I like your thinking. So you're in the store, and you're talking to the technician, and the technician tells you, this thing that's wrong with your device, it's not fixable. You're going to have to buy a new one. And you were like, well, I haven't even had it a year. It should still be under warranty, right?
I don't think they do warranty.
So in this conversation, in this moment, you have a choice, Bert, okay? You have a choice whether you're going to be great about it or you're going to be a yes about this. Or are you going to be a no about
it? Yeah. I
know
like
what I mean?
Yes, because when women say yes, it's usually a pretty good deal for me.
I heard that. But
I mean,
you know
when
they
say no, I don't even recognize no. I just go right to yes.
Go right
to yes. You know
what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You know,
and they're all
so
like, no, Bert, that ain't going to happen.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, it's going to happen.
Yes, exactly. And when, you, when
sometimes
you're
you
interacting.
Sometimes you got to take it, right? Sometimes you gotta take it. That's what. Sometimes you just gotta take it. You know, you don't take no for an answer. You grab that yes.
Sometimes no is not. It's not. What's the word? It's not an option.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Why,
no,
you
it's not an
empower
option.
Me to rape, man. I gotta say.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad you called in. So I'm gonna make room for some other callers, Bert. Thank you for calling. Call again. Good night.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Thank you. Good night, Bert. All right, so that was Bert, and he asked a really good question. As a matter of fact, I get that question quite a bit. The people ask me all the time. They say, what about being a no? What is that all about, being a no? And I'm going to tell you know no people. You've seen them, you know, and no people are just as recognizable as yes people. So I have another caller. Can I see who's on the line? This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Who's this?
Hi, yes, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the call.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I'm here to coach you. And, yes, if you want something, what can I do for you?
I was wondering, like, okay, like, I just literally just joined in. I was wondering, are you taking, like questions, like psychic questions or whatever?
So I'm not a psychic. What I am is a life coach. So
you're a life coach.
Yes, I coach people inside of a positive mindset. So the psychic people take readings and questions, but I'm not a psychic. I can play with you, but I don't want to waste time.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. All right. But I was just like also like okay.
People go on to Blog Talk Radio. There are certain nights that there are psychics who will take your call and do readings with you. I don't have to be one of them, but I'm so glad to see Nicole.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so we're going to continue on until we get any more callers with the conversation about fear. So I want to talk a little bit about fear. I have this thing with fear, and it has to do with the fear that goes on in your mind and your feelings. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. There's the fear you have, for instance, if you're walking down a dark street and you hear footsteps behind you, and you get nervous because you hear the footsteps behind you, and then you turn around and look, and there's a very seedy-looking person following you. And when you see that seedy-looking person following you, you suddenly realize that you're a little bit afraid, and it could be that person that is following you has, you know, evil on their mind. So you walk very nervously, and you keep walking faster and faster, and as you walk faster and faster, they walk faster and faster. And you realize now there is no doubt about it. They are following you. When your heart starts to race and you look around to see and you're in the middle of nowhere, cars are parked and there's nobody in it, doors are closed and there's no light, and you recognize that you are in danger. And then suddenly as you are quickly walking fast, you hear the footsteps behind you start to run. The footsteps are running at you. And when you glance back, they are coming at you with this really intense look on their face. And you realize that you're in trouble. And what you fear and, you know, what you feel in your heart is fear. You're afraid. You're afraid of what this person is going to do to you. You're afraid they're going to grab you and drag you off somewhere and harm you. That fear is completely justified and probably very valid. In that moment when your life is actually in danger and you're actually afraid, you should be afraid. In a situation that I just described, that's real fear, okay? So I don't wish that on you. Erase, erase, erase. Forget that scenario. We're never going to have that happen because we're not interested in creating that in our lives. But what I'm going to say now is also a familiar scenario. And the scenario is this. You're standing at the door of your superior or your boss, and you've been working at the same company for 2.5 years, and they started you out at an entry-level rate, and they promised you several times that eventually, as time went on, they would give you a raise. And after 2.5 years, you haven't had a raise. You're still making the same amount of money that you made when they first hired you. And you've watched as they've hired different people, and twice they hired somebody, and then those persons got a raise after 3 to 4 months. And you suddenly realize that you're being passed over. So what you want to do is you want to go, and you want to walk in there, and you want to boldly request a raise. And as you're standing there outside the door of your supervisor or your boss, and your heart starts to race and you start to sweat, and all of a sudden you realize that you don't even know what to say. And as you're about to turn around and bolt, the door opens and your boss, as he's about to walk off, sees you there and says, "Oh, yeah, come on in. Did you want to talk to me?" And so you walk in and he closes the door and he turns around and says, "What did you want?" And suddenly you cannot find your voice. Suddenly, you can't say a word, and you recognize the same symptoms of fear, the sweat, and the heart racing, and it occurs like you swallowed something that just won't go down, and it's just horrifying to you. You start to stutter. You almost feel like you're going to pee your pants. You cannot get it out. I want a raise. You're afraid. And when you think about it later, and when you even share with someone else about it later, it really occurs for you like you were afraid. You had so much fear that you may even not have said what you really came in there to say. You may have not said anything. You might have said, you know what, never mind. Or you may have said, well, I came in because I wanted to see if I could get off next week, and made some crap up because you couldn't bring your mouth to fix the words, I'd like a raise. This is the kind of fear that I'm going to talk about tonight, because that kind of fear is not real fear. It's imaginary fear. It's the kind of fear that your emotions dredge up when something you've decided is frightening is in front of you, and you dredge up the same physical reaction, the same emotional reaction. You bring up all this stuff just as if you heard the footsteps of the guy who's following you speed up, and you turn around and there is an intense look on their face and they're coming after you. So that valid fear is collapsed into this emotional, and you make it the same kind of fear. Not just you personally, we as human beings. We become afraid emotionally when something occurs, like something we can't handle, something that we don't know what to do, something that we actually are feeling we're not equipped to handle. Well, here's what I want to say about that. And it's not, I don't want you to get the impression that I'm downplaying how real this fear is for you. Because it's real. I know it is. I know that the sweaty palms, the racing heart, you know, you have no idea. I understand that it occurs like real fear. But I promise you, it is not real. It is phony baloney. It's not real fear. What it is emotion. And you dredge it up because of something that you've decided about this situation, whether it's asking your boss for a raise, whether it's asking that cutie pie for a date, no matter what it is that you're, you know, in front of that's got your heart racing and ready to take off down the street, that fear is emotion. And emotion is manageable. It's not like there's a big, ugly grizzly bear chasing you down the street. It's not like that at all. What's going on is you're afraid, and your fear is gripping you and keeping you from taking action. So one of the things you want to start doing in your life is you want to start breaking down what the source of this fear is. I'm going to assert something, and it's going to sound really wild, okay? But a lot of times, this is going to be, like, mind-blowing, okay? A lot of times, some of the fear that you're carrying around, you've been carrying around since you were a very young child. And it's still the same reaction, even though you might be 30, 40, 50 years old. It's still the same reaction now in your body as it was when you were six. So, like, something may have happened when you were 6 years old. Something may have occurred and you were afraid. You got, like, challenged by it and you thought you couldn't handle it. You were like, oh, my God, I can't deal with this. When you were six, and I promise you, when you were six, you probably were intimidated by or couldn't handle whatever that situation was. But you're not six anymore. But your reaction to that situation is still the same as if you were six. Your reaction to that situation takes you away mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even physically. You'll run away from a situation because you can't deal. You tell yourself you can't deal. As a matter of fact, there are some people, and please don't take this the wrong way, some people will take pills and medicate themselves rather than deal emotionally with something that's coming up. Because as soon as they feel the anxiety, the stress, as soon as they feel it, it's as if they think they're going to die if they continue to feel it. So they have to do something because they can't function with this surmounting fear that's dominating them, their mind, their feelings, their breath. They find it hard to breathe. It's choking them. It's making you feel like you can't accomplish anything. You're sitting in your chair, and you can't move because you're afraid. This isn't going to work. They're not going to want to hear me. I don't know what to say. There's too much of this. There's too little of this. blah, 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 whatever that is, I promise you it's manageable. And the reason I know this is because I'm spiritual, and I recognize that the energy that the universe resonates on is yes. You were designed, and I wasn't there at the party they had at the beginning of everything. I wasn't invited. I wasn't even alive. The beginning of everything, they had a party, and they designed the way life was going to go on planet Earth. Somewhere in that mix, and I wasn't there to contribute my 2 cents on how it should work, somewhere in that mix, they gave us all these emotions. But there was a promise that went along with that. We were given the capacity to feel incredibly deeply, but we were promised that no matter what happened, no matter what was thrown at us, no matter what life presented, we would never be presented with anything that we couldn't handle. No kidding. Never. So what keeps me going and why I'm such a yes is I know that no matter what it is, if it's showing up, I can handle it because the promise is that I can. And if I could not handle it, it would not be presented. I hope you follow that logic because what it's about you being willing to take the risk to step out and do what you're afraid to do. And remember, true courage, the kind of courage that people think about and wish upon and want, true courage is not the absence of fear. True courage is the opportunity you take to do what you want to do, what you need to do, what you're committed to in the face of your fear. You have your fear in one hand, and in the other, you do what's necessary. That's called courage. So if you want that kind of courage, you can have it. But you have to have the same commitment to bring out that courage that you had in suppressing it when you got afraid. So the moment you feel afraid, I'd like you to take an opportunity to just take a moment, just stop for a moment, and look and see what's actually going on here. What's going on? Am I afraid of this? Am I afraid of that? What's the source of my fear? I promise you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you could take a moment, 30 seconds, 40 maybe, to evaluate what's going on. I'm a real big believer in taking a moment. When you're in a situation that occurs like really fearful for you, take a moment. Just ask yourself what actually is happening here. Why is this happening? And what do I need to do about this, if anything? And all you need to know is that whatever it is, you can handle it. I promise. No matter what, you can handle it. So having said that, I want to also deal with this other aspect of fear that also grips people, and that's the inner concern that you have that you're not enough, that you're not good enough, that, you know, you can produce a certain amount of result, but you can't produce the result that's being requested. The overwhelm you feel when somebody asks you to do something that you don't feel qualified to do. That whole conversation I was having about, yes, you can have anything you want. There are people who listen to me say that, and in the back of their mind, they're saying, yeah, right, I can have anything I want. Not, but, you know, the whole conversation that I want you to start to resonate with is that life is energy, and life resonates at the energy of yes. And if you resonate at that energy, then you can have anything you want. No kidding, like no kidding. And I am a firm believer that I can give that away to anybody. And if you're listening tonight and you're listening quietly and thinking to yourself, yeah, but that doesn't apply to me, I'm sorry to disagree with you. That does apply to you. That applies to you. That applies to you. That applies to you. And I'm talking to you. Whatever it is you think you can't have, because you're not this enough or you're not that enough, you can have it. And so why I'm having this conversation is because I think that what's needed in the world right now is a hell of a lot more of yes and a lot less of no. So I'm here to sprinkle a little yes on you. So why not? What have you got to lose to step into the reality of my yes. What have you got to lose to let people know that you want what you want? And if you're afraid to tell people what you want, how in the heck do you expect them to give it to you? If you're afraid to tell your lover how you like it, how do you expect them to give it to you? If you're afraid to tell your children how you want them to behave, how do you expect them to behave that way? Everything you want in life, you can have it as long as you're willing to say you want it. But if you're not willing to say you want it, there's not a whole lot of guarantee that you'll get it. And it's really not that complicated. The reality is that when people ask me, what about no, like the caller earlier did, the thing about it is that what about no? If you don't want something, are you afraid to say no? What are you asking people for? Are you asking them for what you want, or are you asking them for what you think they'll give you or what you think you can have? My intention is to go through life sprinkling a little bit of yes on everyone I meet, sort of like the Mary Poppins of yes. I enjoy granting people the gift of having their life be the way they want it to be. And there are a heck of a lot of people who don't have what they want because they are not capable of or not willing to ask for what they want. So that's the science of yes. The science of yes is being willing and being capable of asking for what you want, asking for it, and then having it appear and manifest. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting kind of thing for me to let people know about this philosophy, this science of yes. A lot of times what I get from people is skepticism. They want to believe. I can tell that they want to believe, but they've had things happen. And, you know, I understand. I've had things happen too. But because they've had things happen, it didn't go their way quite when they put themselves out there 100%. They were all in, and it just seemed like they didn't get what it was they wanted to get. And so they're kind of, you know, a little bit shy of wanting to go all in again. I have to tell you something about that. You see, I'm a strong believer in the law of attraction, and the law of attraction is very much at the source of my science of yes, my philosophy. But there's one thing that a lot of people who teach you about the law of attraction forget to say, and that's that you have to have faith. You have to believe. And I don't mean that in a religious context. In other words, if you're going to live inside the resonance of the science of yes, you have to be willing to give up the right to have the back door call, but if it doesn't work, then I'll do plan B. If you're going to be all, need to be all in with the science of yes, meaning you don't have the right to withhold your heart, to protect it from being hurt. Your heart is very, very powerful. It's not as fragile as you think. Your heart will beat to the resonance of the energy of yes. All you have to do is believe. If you say you want it, you can have it. If you say you can have it, you will get it. If you say you will get it, it's yours. And that's the science of yes. If you have any questions or you have any comments, if you want to argue or if you want to delight in what I'm talking about, feel free to call in. You just simply have to either call in or you can get on the chat room and talk. I could sit here and talk all night about the science of yes because I am a firm believer in the science of yes. But it's not just my commitment to talk about the science of yes. I want to enroll you in the science of yes. The number here is 323-642-1207. Or you can join us on the chat line and ask your question there if you're too shy for people to hear your voice. Talking about the science of yes, I want to talk also about emotional barriers that you actually have from achieving what it is you say you want in life. There's a lot of emotional barriers that are there, and the one that I deal with the most in terms of how I work with people is the self-esteem emotional barrier, the conversation you have in your head about who you are and what you're capable of. You know, when I talk to people, I have a certain confidence, a certain power in my speaking, and I usually get what I want. It's not because I'm like this, you know, Sergeant Bilko who builds people out of stuff. I'm just so a yes that people have a hard time saying no to me. So I want you to get something. Whatever that is, you know, I'd be willing to bet you I could pinpoint a time in your life when it got put in place. Someone in your past, some family member perhaps, or someone closely related to you or a friend told you something. They said something to you and you believed them. It's something in the line of, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too thin, you're too fat. Something that you heard, and when you heard it, you believed it. Even if you argued with them, cried, stomped, smacked them, got in trouble, got sent to the corner because you got in a fight, whatever all that drama was, somewhere in the back of your mind was this niggling little thought that what they were saying was true. It happened when you were very young, but the funny thing, we as human beings, what we do is when stuff like that happens, we start going around gathering evidence that it's true. It's not intentional. We don't wake up in the morning and stretch, yawn, brush our teeth, comb our hair, and say, okay, now I'm going to go out and gather evidence that I suck. That's not how it looks. What it looks like is you get up in the morning, stretch, yawn, brush your hair, comb your teeth, wash your face, put your clothes on, look in the mirror and say, I'm too fat for this dress. I think I'll put on another dress, or maybe I'll go out and buy a new dress. And you stand in front of the mirror for like 15, 20 minutes, finding everything that's wrong with you. Because what it looks like, what it feels like, what it actually occurs like, is you're generating this thought. But I promise you, it wasn't you. It was somebody else that told you this, and you believed them. And it's really funny. In life, we human beings, when people tell us, oh my God, hello, gorgeous, you sure are looking good today. My. Heaven must be missing an angel because you don't fall out of the sky. People say things like that, and we don't carry it around and live inside of that reality. But let somebody say one negative thing about you. You're a little fit to wear a dress like that. Shouldn't you change that dress? And suddenly the whole day becomes about that comment that they made about you being a little fit. We tend to hang on to and focus on the negative. When somebody says something to us, a lot of times it's snide. Snide like, oh, that's a pretty dress you're wearing, different from usual. Something like that. It sounds like a compliment, but it lands like, well, you look good today, but you normally don't look good. What a change. What a strange thing for you to look so good. Are you going somewhere special today for you to be looking so good since usually you look like a piece of you know what? That's snide. And when someone's being snide with us, we can't help but focus on and latch on to the negative thing that they're saying. As if it's true, we believe it, especially when we're young. Going as we get older, gathering evidence of that original thing that was said to us is true. And we don't go around gathering evidence that it's not true. We don't go around gathering evidence that we're actually above that. People can compliment us. There can be a room full of 200 people. And people can compliment us to the day is long. But one person stands up and says, oh, you suck. And we're focused on that one person. We think all night. We lose sleep over what they said. 199 people told us how awesome we were. But the one person that said we suck becomes the focal point of our conversation and our attention. What I'd like to offer you is that the person who stood up and said that you sucked, no. And that in life you can reject no. You can dismiss. I'm not saying to ignore people or you know, dismiss people. I'm saying to dismiss no. The energy no, not the word no. The energy no. No is an energy. You are energy being. And when you resonate with the energy of yes, you actually resonate with what works in life. Life operates on the energy of yes. It is absolutely powerful. I want to read something to you. I posted it on my Facebook the other day because I ran across it on the internet and I was just blown away by it. It's a beautiful thing, and I wanted to share it with you because it got me thinking. When you plant lettuce, if it does not grow well, you don't blame the lettuce. You look for reasons it is not doing well. It may need fertilizer or more water or less sun. But you never blame the lettuce. Yet if we have problems with our friends or family, we blame the other person. But if we know how to take care of them, they will grow well, like the lettuce. Blaming has no positive effect at all, nor does trying to persuade using reason and argument. That is my experience. No blame, no reasoning, no argument, just understanding. If you understand and you show that you understand, you can love and the situation will change. Now, that's a really beautiful thing. It's from, if I could pronounce his name, I think I could get a gold star, but looks like Tin Yat Tong. Stumbled across it on the internet, and I recreated it on my Facebook page because it's beautiful, because it's very pertinent to what I'm talking about. It's the science of yes. When you plant a seed and the plant begins to grow, whether it's lettuce, whether it's a rose, whatever it is, if it does not grow well, you look to see what's needed to help it grow better. But we as people, when we nurture our relationships, when we nurture what it is we want in life, we tend to blame like a victim when it doesn't go our way. But if you keep looking to see what's missing here, what do I need to add or what do I need to take away so that it does better, so that this situation goes the way I want it to go, if we look at everything from that standpoint, you'd be surprised how suddenly things start going your way. I had a client recently share with me, he has incredible parking karma, and he proudly tells everybody wherever he goes when he's riding with them, or even if they're riding with him when he's driving, wherever they go, he tells them, I can get the best parking in the joint. No hands down, I am the best parker. Well, no matter what, as soon as I arrive, all the parking spaces that are close to the door and perfect for going into this building makes itself available to me. That's his conversation. So a couple of nights ago, a friend of his, he ran into, said, hey, let's go grab some dinner. And they went to Santa Monica, which is in Southern California down here where I live. And on a Friday or Saturday night in Santa Monica, it's impossible to get a parking space. And so he told his friend, as he announces to everybody, I've got incredible parking karma. We're going to park right in front of the restaurant. And the guy skeptically laughed at him and said, oh, yeah, right. Let's see that happen. And so they drove to the dinner in the restaurant in Santa Monica. And just as they pull up to the front of the building, wham, somebody moves out of the way and he slides into the parking space directly in front of the restaurant. Completely good parking, no red sign, no meter, nothing. Just impossible to do, and yet he did it. The friend that was with him was flabbergasted, like, how did you do that? And he just smiled and said, I got good parking karma. Now, I shared that little story with you. It's a cute little story, and it's a true story. One of my clients shared that story with me the other day. It happened to him. No lies. Hand to God. This is a true story. But I'm going to tell you why he has good parking karma. I think you could probably guess it given on the West Coast, but I'm going to tell you why. And wait for it, okay? This is why. Because he says so. And here's the thing. Now, wait before you go, what? You talking about that? Because he says he has good parking karma. He has good parking karma because the universe is listening. He says it all the time. He tells everybody he's with, I have good parking karma. We will park in a good space. And bam, it happens. Because life is his restaurant. And in the realm of parking, he asks and receives. He believes it. He speaks it out loud to anyone who will hear, this is the way it's going to go. I'm going to get good parking. Bam, he gets it. Now, that's just a very, very, very small example. Across the board, I can tell you how so many people that I've worked with have learned. I'm a big, big advocate of saying what you want. Don't say what you think I want to hear. Don't say what you think you're supposed to want. Say what you want. Say it out loud. And I'm not talking to people like Bert who's going to walk into his room and say, all the women in the room, jump up and jump on me. I don't mean like that. I mean when you have something that you're striving for, that you're taking committed action towards, then you can be assured that you're in alignment with the universe if you're asking for it and taking the proper action. You know, there's an old Buddhist saying that if you want to have rice, you need a pot, rice, and water. You can pray all you want to the Buddha, but without a pot, rice, and water, you're not going to have rice. It's not going to rain out of the sky. So when you pray for something and you want something, you have to take committed action towards having it. It's not going to happen by magic or osmosis. It's going to happen when you take the appropriate action. So having said that, then the appropriate action in any situation, let's say in a situation where you want to start a business, you have some sort of gift, some sort of service you want to present, and you want to start a business, there are appropriate actions to take to get that business off the ground. You want to take these steps and you want to do committed action toward having what you want, and you want to tell everybody what you're up to. Now, be careful. When I say tell everybody what you're up to, what I mean by that is that you want to be in communication with the universe of what you're up to, but be careful who you say things to about what you're asking for, because there are people whose energy is not aligned with yours. I don't know if I really have to go deeply into that, but there are people in your life whose energies don't resonate with you. Every time you say something to them, everything you say, they find some fault with it. They are constantly ragging on you and telling you what's the matter with what they're saying, or arguing with you about why what you're saying isn't a match for what it is that you want or want to do. Be careful about telling people like that what you're up to, because your positive energy and your positive mindset, the yes that you're putting in the universe, is resonating at a certain level of energy. The people in your life who are naysayers, the people who poo-poo everything you're doing, like, oh, no, you'll never have that, that's an energy. That no energy can counteract what you're up to. So don't just spray out everything you want to anybody who will listen. Who you're talking to when you speak out loud about what you're up to is the universe, your higher power, whoever that is. For me, I believe in God and Jesus Christ, but I got nothing going on if you don't. But you want to have some kind of higher power that you resonate with and align with and meditate with and pray and spiritually connect to. And when you're doing that, that's what I'm talking about when I say speak out loud. Speak to that energy. And there's people in your life that are 100% your cheerleaders. They are like, yeah, girl, you go get that done. Yeah, you can do it. If those are the kind of people in your life, then they are people that you can safely, you can absolutely tell them what you're up to. But the people who are naysayers, the poo-pooers, the ones who don't believe in what you're up to, just tell them hi, bye, and, you know, how's the weather going? Don't tell them everything you're up to, because you want to be careful that their no energy doesn't countermand or counteract your yes energy. Be careful. And the other part of that I want to say is, it has to do with what you're up to in life and what you're willing to commit to. You want to have a holographic life. You don't want to have the kind of life where it's linear, your nose to the grindstone. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you come home, you watch a little TV, and you go to bed. That's linear. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a valid way to live your life. But I'm going to offer you that life is holographic. You want to start including in your life that which will bring you joy, as well as what you contribute to others, what gets contributed to you. And you want to spin it around like a globe. Spend some time over here, spend some time over there. There's the arena of your life and your love and your relationships. been in the globe and spend some time over there. Go out with your, you know, significant other. You've been married for quite a while. Start having date nights. Time where you spend some time with each other talking about what you're up to. Spend the globe and spend a little time in the other areas of your life. Do you have any hobbies? Do you enjoy, you know, sewing or anything of that nature? Karaoke, you know, I'm a gamer. I like to play video games. There are things that you want to spend the globe and spend some time in the actual arena of your life. It's holographic. It's like playing three-dimensional chess. It's not all linear. Some of them connect to each other. If you have a group that you like to volunteer with or create a group that you want to volunteer with, do some meetups. Find some people who have the same interests as you. Take some active interest in having a life that's well-rounded and whole, you know, so that you're not just working or you're not just playing or you're not just, you know, sleeping or eating or, you know, don't overindulge in the things you like and dismiss or avoid the things you don't like. Have it all. Your life can be bigger than even you can imagine, and it takes you working at it and making sure that you're somebody who is willing to do the work to have your life turn out. So, you know, this is all about the science of yes, and this is all about you being somebody who lives inside of the science of yes. I'm a yes coach, and as a coach, I'm never going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to show you the way to do what you're up to that's effective, that's positive, and will give you the result that you've been seeking. Some of my clients have tried for years to do the things that they can do within weeks after coaching for me. And the reason why is because I give them permission to be a yes. You don't need to worry about anybody, what they're thinking about or what they feel about what you're up to. I promise you, you can be up to everything in your life. And who cares if they don't like it? They don't like it, let them lump it. So, you know, last week I had a guest on who was talking about yoga. And I was thrilled to have her on the show because I learned a lot about yoga on that show, and it's something to consider. Having a practice in your life where you can actually be connected to yourself spiritually and meditate on, you know, your body and your connection to your body, that's part of the whole rounded life that I'm speaking to, that I encourage you, actually, to involve yourself in. If you're unhappy, you know, we can dwell for a moment on what exactly is the source of your unhappiness. You know, is it because you're in a bad relationship? Is your relationship not working? Do you want it to work? What are you not willing to do? What are you not willing to talk about? What are you not willing to see? There's a lot going on in the world today that could make anybody be in a constant resonance of no. But if you're in the resonance, I'm promising you that you don't have to be stuck there. I want you to know that, you know, life was designed for you to be happy. That was the intention, was that you be happy. If you're not happy, there's something you can do about it. All there is for you to really dwell on right now is whether or not you're willing to say what you want. Like, no kidding, what you really want. That's the science of yes. Well, I'm Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach. You can read more about me on my website. That's at www.yescoachforyou.com. www.yescoach4u.com. You go there, you'll see more about my process and what I'm up to, and you can write to me. My email is Pam Heath, my name, Pam Heath, at yescoachforyou.com. And I'm just going to take a minute to talk about the New Age Guild. That's the group behind the Spirit Talk radio community, and we are active directory for spiritual, transformational, and metaphysical practitioners. If you're someone who has started a business or wants to start a business inside of that realm, what you want to know is that we can support you. We can help you get started. It's the place to go. It's the go-to place. We can get you set up so our directory people can come to it and find you. You can be on your own podcast. Like I have the podcast, The Science of Yes, You can be on your own podcast and take on having people know what you're up to and offer your services. It's a very powerful community that we're building here, and you want to get on in on the ground floor. So if you're someone who's even thinking about it, joining our community, just all you have to do is you can write to me, Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com, or you can reach out to Angel Thacker. She's the belly dancing medium. She's the one behind the New Age Guild, and she can get you set up, get you going so that you have your own, you know, spot on the New Age Guild website where people can come find you, and we can help you get started and support you in doing what needs to be done. You know, depending on where you're at, you know, we can support you to get you out there with an online presence so that no matter what, you can have what you want in life and you can live the life you love by design inside the New Age Guild. So www.newageguild.com. Give it a look-see. Just jump on there. You don't have to, like, join if you don't want to, but I encourage you to join. It's something that is the next step for you. Some of you are listening to me right now and you're thinking, you know, I'm not ready yet. And it may not be the perfect action, but there is something to be said for imperfect action. You take the imperfect action, sometimes it's a catalyst to get you going. So you don't have to hesitate or be shy or be worried that it's not quite right. If you are committed to having a life you love and living your life inside of contribution and, you know, giving people the services that you offer, you're a spiritual or a metaphysical or transformational practitioner, you belong on the New Age Guild. We are the future. Come join us. www.newageguild.com. I'm Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach, and I'm here to give you access to yes. And I don't want you to leave tonight without knowing exactly what I'm up to here. I'm up to giving you everything you've ever wanted in life, whether it's the job of your dreams, whether it's the love of your dreams, whether it's to manage your children better, whatever it is that you're lacking or you think you're lacking in life, the yes and give it back to you. I'm, you know, here to tell you that being yes is more a function of being willing and open to receive what the universe has to offer, and the universe has a lot to offer. The universe is your friend, and just like any friend, you need to be willing to say the truth. You need to be willing to be in communication, and you need to be willing to do whatever it takes to have whatever you want. So my request is that you, you know, I'm here every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So whatever time zone you're in, if you have the opportunity, join me here on Thursday nights. Make sure that you follow my broadcast. Just click the button that says follow. You may see it's a little pink button at the very top of the screen. If you click and follow me, then they'll give you notification when I'm going to be on the air and reminders in case you have it in the back of your mind to listen and sometimes you forget. But it also puts our show on the map, so to speak, for the Blog Talk Radio, and you get more and more and more of what we have to offer. You can put it in your iTunes podcast section, and it'll just dump in there the shows. And you know what I used to do is when I'm driving somewhere, especially when I'm taking a long trip, I listen to all my podcasts, and it's a good opportunity to hear them. You know, and I just want to offer you that every week we're going to be having some conversation about the mindset of the science of yes. So if you want to learn more, join us each week here. Remember, you ain't never had a friend like me, and you ain't never had a life that's been so valuable once you take on the science of yes. I'm your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and this has been the Science of Yes. We're done for the evening. Join us here next week at New Age Guild Radio. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being here.